Welcome to Good Shepherd Episcopal Church in Venice, Florida. Today is Sunday, March 10th, the fourth Sunday in Lent. Father Joe's sermon this morning is entitled, Love Calls Us to Cross the Rubicon.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May our hearts and minds and souls be open to hear your voice this day. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Love calls us to cross the Rubicon. There were many people following Jesus when he spoke to him in today's gospel, tying his story, Jesus' story, with the story of Moses. He said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. He was reminding the people around him of those long ago ancestors, those disobedient children of Israel wandering in the wilderness, being bitten by poisonous snakes and dying one by one. Now, I apologize for those of you who have a deep phobia of snakes, but I just brought up your PTSD a little bit. Well, God had told Moses to make a bronze snake and place it on a pole, and everyone, after being bitten, needed only to look to the snake on the pole in faith, and they would be healed. Jesus was telling them that just like that snake, his body would be lifted up on a pole, so that all who would look to him in faith would be healed and have eternal life. Jesus' self-sacrifice was his final example of having crossed the Rubicon. Next, we read the most well-known verse in John's Gospel. What is it, people? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Yesterday, Desiree and I yet again saw this verse held up on a sign along with others, one of them saying, Jesus saves. They were held up by a crowd of people standing on the corner of Laurel and 41. For many people like these, John 3:16 has become somewhat of a litmus test to delineate between people like them who hold to a particular understanding of Christianity, along with a belief in Christian nationalism, and other people who do not quite believe exactly the way they do. You see, like these people and many others, there is a misunderstanding of John 3:16. This verse tells us that everyone who believes will have eternal life. Now, the word belief is often equated with cognitive assent, with holding to a set of Christian teachings and doctrines. But this passage speaks to much more than simply agreeing with certain doctrines. Some Bible translations use the word faith rather than belief in this verse, and I believe that faith is a much better, more accurate choice of words. It does, yes, include cognitive assent, but it also includes trust and reliance upon. You see, along with an assent of the mind, faith must also engage the heart and the soul. This is necessary in order for us to grasp faith's deeper, more personal sense of knowing and committing. Maybe we could translate the verse this way. This is Joe's paraphrase. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes, who has faith and trust and a deep reliance on him, may not perish, but may have eternal life. We are called to believe and have faith and trust and reliance in Jesus Christ. This is the path of discipleship. The book of 1 Peter tells us this: like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation. And Ephesians says further, we must no longer be children tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine. We must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. You see, God calls us to always be growing up, to grow up into our salvation. Our spiritual journey develops as our passion for Jesus Christ grows, as we desire to know more of God, to hunger for more. God, who is very love itself, calls us to cross the Rubicon. Jesus calls us to live out our faith as his disciples. Elsewhere in the Gospels, we are told this: one day when large groups of people were walking along with him, Jesus turned and told them, anyone who comes to me but refuses to let go of father, mother, spouse, children, brothers, sisters, yes, even one's own self, cannot be my disciple. Anyone who won't shoulder his own cross and follow behind me can't be my disciple. The infinite love of God calls us to cross the Rubicon. So, what does this phrase mean that I've already said a bit ad nauseum? Well, back in 509 BCE, the Roman Republic was established. It was divided into many provinces, with a general and his army maintaining order in his land. One of the many Roman laws forbid any general from leading his army out of his province into another province. Why do you think that was? Well, to me, the reason is obvious. Generals, who usually enjoy the feeling of power, would be tempted to take over a weaker adjoining province. So this law was designed to maintain stability and security in the entire Roman Republic. But there was a general in charge of the province of Gaul, which encompassed most of Western Europe and Northern Italy. He decided to take his army and begin marching south towards the province of Italy, Southern Italy. It was on the night of January 10th and 11th of 49 BCE that the general and his army approached the Rubicon River, which designated the boundary with Italy. This general, Gaius Julius Caesar, stood there on the banks of the river looking into Italy. He knew that should his army cross the Rubicon, he would be defying Roman law and would set in motion civil war. It is said that as he stepped across the river, he uttered these words, "The die is cast." Thus began a 3-year civil war that ultimately left Julius Caesar the undisputed ruler of the Roman world. So to use the phrase, "cross the Rubicon," or "the die is cast," is to commit oneself to a course of action, to make a decision from which there will be no return, no going back. For you and me, this is what it means to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. It is to make Jesus' way of life our way. This crossing may happen in some decisive moment, or it may develop slowly over our lives over time, until one day we realize that for us, the die has now been cast. We have crossed the Rubicon. There is now no going back. Well, 2,000 years ago, Jesus crossed the Rubicon, and I believe it happened during his 40 days of temptation in the wilderness. He overcame each of the 3 temptations with these words, "One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." And again, it is written, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." And the third, "Worship the Lord your God and serve him only." For me, I crossed the Rubicon 47 years ago as a young Marine. From that point forward, there was no turning back. The die was cast. Libby Chinman is yet another example of many who have crossed the Rubicon. She has committed her life to the Christian way of discipleship. When I first met Libby, she was young in the faith, or I guess I could say younger in the faith, right? She's right there, in case you're wondering. She enjoyed being a part of our Good Shepherd community. She was beginning to grow in her faith over time as she attended ladies' Bible study and retreats, and then a 4-day Curcio. She realized that the die had now been cast. There was no going back. And those of you who don't know Libby's story, she is in the midst of discernment towards ordination as an Episcopal deacon. And so you never know. You never know once you cross that Rubicon what God might be doing in your life. It is one of my greatest joys as a disciple of Jesus and as a priest to see people growing in their faith, and I see many deepening in their love of God, to see them cross the Rubicon. To cross the Rubicon means that you are no longer driven by what drives this world in which we inhabit. Possessions, prosperity, politics, sports, family, leisure, or even our own religion. The die is cast when your greatest desire has become to live in the way of Jesus Christ, when your greatest passion is to hunger for God. You seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, as Scripture says. So, where do you find yourself spiritually today? Are you still young in the Christian faith, learning and growing? Or has the die been cast for you? Have you crossed the Rubicon? God, who is infinite love, calls each of us to mature in the faith, to become students and disciples of Jesus Christ, to cross the Rubicon. There's a song that speaks to this decision. It's a simple chorus, and many of you may have heard it at camp or at a fireside place. It speaks of a decision to commit to following Jesus as his disciple, a decision to cross the Rubicon. And here are the words, "I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. The die is cast. Love calls each of us to cross the Rubicon.